Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Friday, October 23rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news investigators with the Hardy County Sheriff's Office have located several card skimmers at the Chevron gas station at 5111 State Road 64 West in Ona, Florida. If you have used your card at this station, please keep a watchful eye on your accounts. The Hardy Cares Coronavirus Relief Fund is now available for individuals, small businesses, and community partner food security and mitigation assistance. The funds are restricted to COVID-19 eligible expenses. Each program is subject to specific eligibility requirements, along with submission of a complete program application with necessary supporting documentation. You can apply by going to hardycounty.net and clicking the heart on the homepage. Your local events, the Wauchula Lions Club will host the Peace River Balloon Festival on Saturday, November 7th at Hardy Lakes County Park. Gates will open at 6 a.m. with the event at 10 a.m. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. Your jobs in Hardy County. Redlands Christian Migrant Association in Wauchula is looking for a custodian. 1 year of custodial experience is preferred. Z Networks in Sebring is looking for an underground utility worker. Crew members are needed in the Highlands County area. Training is provided, but you must pass a strict background check. And Palm Cleaning Services in Sebring is looking for a morning floor technician for a grocery store. 1 year of floor care experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather plus the agriculture news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast for this afternoon. Last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Conditions partly cloudy, temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 74%. Heat index 87, winds east at 9.2 miles an hour, the visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter at 30.04 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 6:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late this morning, a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour, chance of rain 30%. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, lows around 70, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Saturday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then mostly sunny with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour and a 40% chance of rain. And Saturday night, mostly clear, lows around 70, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia pecan, corn, hay, peanut, oat, and wheat producers are set to harvest significantly larger crops in 2020 than they did in 2019. According to the October crop production report from the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, NASS forecast Georgia pecan production in 2020 at 125 million pounds, an increase of 71% from 2019. If realized, this would be the state's largest crop since 2007. Go to gfb.org to find out how other crops are doing. The USDA has filed an administrative complaint alleging Miami-based Florida Cool Cargo has violated the Perishable Agricultural Commodities Act. According to thepacker.com, Florida Cool Cargo allegedly failed to pay five produce sellers over $115,000 from May to July 2019, according to the USDA Agricultural Marketing Service. The company can request a hearing, but if the USDA finds Florida Cool Cargo violated the PACA, it can bar the company from operating in the industry for 3 years. Another dry winter in the Southwest and a wetter than normal winter in the North could be on the way as the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's winter forecast calls for a strengthening La Nina. AgWeb.com reports southwestern states look to carry on their drier than normal trend, but cooler and wetter weather is expected from the Pacific Northwest across the northern states. Northern Florida into South Georgia could see drought conditions develop.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. We've been focusing on water quality this week and profiling Gator Bite, a University of Florida technology that sends a buoy down waterways to collect data. Leading the charge is Assistant Professor and Extension Specialist Eben Bean.
In a lot of our watersheds, we deal with non-point source pollution. We know that there are these land uses within either urban, ag, or any land use that tend to contribute certain pollutants to the water bodies. But we don't always know really where it's coming from. The way that we analyze or kind of assess a watershed is a lot of times we just grab like a couple of grab samples of water a few times a year, and we try to infer what's happening in the watershed.
The Gator Bite is an innovative solution for this problem, and it's also open source, meaning others can freely use the model to build their own.
The code and the designs for the circuit boards, the housing is 3D printable. That's all going to be open source and made publicly available. So, you know, anybody who's sitting at a computer could essentially point and click and get all the pieces that they need sent to them. And a lot of these components are coming from Amazon. It's just amazing, like, what's publicly available now. So we're making this as accessible as we can so that people can do this and leverage it.
So you're looking to finance a new irrigation system.
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
The SRN News site was having a technical difficulty, so we were not able to get your sports and business news as usual. So that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: my therapist told me the way to achieve true inner peace is to finish what I start. So far, I finished 2 bags of M&Ms and a chocolate cake, and I feel better already. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.